Someone recently asked me about hanging up a ksuba in their bedroom. Is that permitted? Is that something advised, recommended? So this question really has two parts to it. Number one is, in general, is there an inyan, is there a problem of hanging up a ksuba anywhere in the house? Number two, if there is a heter for hanging up a ksuba, is it appropriate that it could be in the bedroom? Is it perhaps a problem of being placed in an area where people are not always dressed all the time? So this is a discussion that found in the number of the post. Gimel Moshe writes, Nigos Moshe, Eben Ezer, Chela Gimel, Simen Chavav. He's not addressing the idea of hanging on the walls, but he's talking about where a person should, or where a woman really, should keep the ksuba. Now it's important to understand what's written in the ksuba. This is in general. Before the chasan has his name attached to the ksuba, and the kinyanim are made and the responsibility he's taking upon himself, like any other document, when you sign, you should be completely aware as to what you are signing onto. The ksuba, in essence, says that when if the husband were to die or the husband were to divorce his wife, so then he would have to owe her X amount of dollars as written in the ksuba. So the ksuba is not something that's exciting, something that it talks about the marriage. The marriage is performed by the kedushin, the giving of the ring, and going under the chuppah in the yichavrum. The ksuba is simply a monetary responsibility in a scenario that they get divorced or they die. It's nothing you really want to make such a big display about. And you're still married even without the ksuba. The halacha is, though, the chazal tell us, although you're actually married, if a person doesn't have a ksuba, you just can't live with each other. The reason why you can't even have a yichud with each other, because there's a concern that if the husband has no responsibility to pay money if they get divorced, he could just one day wake up and say, I want to divorce you. Has to know that there's some risk involved, so he should think twice before divorcing a wife. So here's the responsibility that you owe the wife if you divorce her, and therefore you shouldn't just throw her out of the house just like that. So it's not a very exciting document, not a document you want to really display publicly, because it talks about something that divorcing, not something that we want to promote, obviously. So that's number one. So after understanding what's written in the ksuba, so hashkafically, there may not be such an exciting thing to do, which gets into the whole question why people make such fancy ksubas. They're very into the fancy ksubas. People don't necessarily understand what's written in the ksuba. So it's a nice thing. It's a beautiful thing. But people should think a little bit what's really behind it. So after understanding that idea of what a ksuba is it appropriate to hang it on the wall? So Rav Moshe writes again in Eben Ezer Chela Gimel Simen Chavav. He writes in the tshuva, there's one small paragraph here, that where should a woman? The woman, it's her responsibility. She needs to hold on to it so she could collect if the husband dies or divorces her. So she should keep it in a place where she's aware of it, next to the wife, in a place where she keeps all her personal objects, because this is a shtar that she has, a document that she has that she's going to collect on her husband if need be. And says her Moshe, if she trusts her husband, that he'll give it to her if they ever need. So if they get divorced, he's okay giving the ksuba to her. So then he could even leave it in a place where the husband knows about it. That itself is very strange. Of course, you trust the husband when you're married. Only after they get divorced or during that process do you no longer trust him. So it is a strange suggestion, but the idea is it has to be a place where she's aware of it, a place where she is safe keeping it, so she always has that, so the husband can't just take it away. And if she doesn't believe him, she doesn't trust him, so then she should only keep it in a place where she knows it, not where the husband is aware of it. So in Mishnah Alachos, Shubas Mishnah Alachos, Chelek Tes, Simen Reish Tzadi, hey, he was addressing Rav Moshe, and he didn't find that this was such an issue to hang it on the wall. He had a whole discussion there. He goes against Rav Moshe and says that one's allowed to, because if it's out there in the open, the husband's not going to go ahead and just steal it. She'll be very, very aware of it being there. And plus, on top of it, the ksuba no longer is really that much of a halacha. It's a minog, the Rama writes. But it's a minog, it's a very strong minog. Again, interesting tshuva. He does have a heter for hanging it on the wall. So those who hang on the wall certainly have whom to rely on if they find it's very, very necessary. But Rav Moshe didn't seem like he would be very interested in that. And further, it's quoted in the Kuntres Oel Yesharim in the name of Rav Yosheva that they used to keep the ksuba in the parents of the Kala's house. That's where they keep it, because that's where the most protection. In fact, the Gemara in Ksuba Daf Pei Beis Mabei says that they were misakin to leave the ksuba in the parents of the chasan or the parents of the kala. Now, that itself is interesting. The parents of the chasan doesn't make that much sense because the chasan can always get to it. Parents of the kala make more sense, and this is discussed by the Achronim, but Rav Yashiv says it should really be placed in the kala's house. That's where it's most protected. People think that the woman always has to have it with her all the time, otherwise they can't be with each other. I had a question recently. They were going to Eretz Yisrael for a few months. Do they have to take the ksuba? And the idea is no. You might lose the ksuba. You don't have to have the ksuba. You just have to know where the ksuba is in a safe place, that if in case they get divorced or the husband dies, to know where to find the ksuba. And the safest place is really in the house of her parents. In the Kuntres Takanos Ksuba, they quote Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that he wasn't sure if the wife has it. She has it in the house where the husband and wife are living, and she knows where it is. She's keeping it in her, let's say, her dresser, in her night table. But the husband knows where it is also. Is that considered good? Is that considered as if they're living with each other without a ksuba? Because the husband could one day just go into her night table and take out the ksuba and divorce her, and there's no way that she'll be able to collect because she has no ksuba to collect from. He's not sure about this. But then he says it's very likely we can't assume the husband's going to steal. This is her ksuba. It's not his ksuba. She has rights to ksuba. She owns the ksuba. So we're not choshish the husband's going to go ahead and violate the iser of gezela. Still, nonetheless, it's better to place it in such a area, such a place where only the wife knows about it, not where the husband knows about it. But again, we have the Tshuva Mishnah Halachas, which does have a heter. He doesn't say there's an iser, but again, it seems from Rav Moshe, Rav Yashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's not very much encouraged. So that's stage one. You're allowed to, but I wouldn't encourage it. Now, stage two is, let's say you are makil with respect to hanging it on the wall. Is there a problem of hanging the ksuba in the bedroom? Because it's an area, of course, where people are not always properly dressed to be in front of the ksuba. So what's the shaila? So with respect to the lachas of not being dressed, makam erva, in front of psukim, is very much parallel to lachas of geniza, having to bury certain svarim. So let's say, for example, tefillin. The person of tefillin was pasul, you would have to do geniza on tefillin. So too, a person shouldn't be naked in front of a tefillin. Same thing with a mezuzah. A mezuzah would require geniza pasul. It's Davish Bakadusha has Hashem's name, has psukim in it, so that a person can't be undressed in front of a mezuzah. That's why the bedroom mezuzahs have to be covered with something where you can't see the cloth. The shin dal yud should not be able to be seen. You can't have a clear cover in a bedroom where people are not properly dressed. So what about a ksuba? Does a ksuba have the same din? So there's an interesting discussion with regards to a get. Does a get have kedusha? So the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Mem Beis Sif Katan Vav, he quotes the Bach that there is no kedusha for get, but the Olz Talmud says that there is kedusha for get. How do we paskin? So the Chelkas Mechokek writes in Siman Kuf Chav Hei Sif Katan Ches, the Beis Shmuel there as well writes that we assume a get is a davar chol, has no kedusha to this. Rav Zonnenfeld said the minhag is to tear up a get. If a get is a pasul, get is no longer necessary. You just tear it up and there's no chashash of kedusha. That's the practice. There are interesting discussion. The Rambam writes in a tshuva, Siman Reish Samiches, that he suggests that a person shouldn't write b'ksav ashuris. He shouldn't write with the safras letters on a get, but since it's going on a cloth, it might have a din of kedusha. So he was concerned that would be the case. Lamaisa nowadays, we do write with ksav ashuris on a get, but still nonetheless the practice is it will not make the get in a kisvei kodesh. A get doesn't require geniza. That's all with respect to a get, where the get is a din deraisa. The pasuk says v'sefer, it has to be a sivnasim biyad, the sefer korso. Their dinim of kedusha, dinim of the mitzvah, how the get has to be written, midine deraisa. Ksuba does not have all those dinim at all, doesn't have the same dinim anywhere near the lachas of get. The concept of ksuba is a din derabanan as well. So therefore, if we assume that get is not a davar shebekedusha, doesn't require geniza, there's no problem of being standing in front of a get when not properly dressed, kal v'chomer ksuba as well has no dinei kedusha, no requirement of geniza, and one can be undressed in front of the ksuba. The one thing to note, I don't think it's so much of a concern, if there are certain psukim or divrei chazal written on the ksuba, sometimes the bracha is written around it, that may pose a problem, that gets into a whole other discussion. If you write it in a circle, you write the letters, the words broken up in such a way, then it does not have a din of kedusha and wouldn't require geniza. A standard fancy ksuba really wouldn't have this concern, and therefore, if you assume like the Mishnah Halacha is that you're allowed to hang the ksuba, one would be allowed to hang the ksuba up in the bedroom as well.